Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 12 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. Today, expect clear skies across Israel with a gentle breeze. In Tel Aviv, the temperature is pleasant, while Jerusalem enjoys sunny spells. In Haifa, it's a bright day, perfect for being outdoors. Meanwhile, Eilut will see warm weather throughout the day. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, just in, missiles and attacks in the Gulf as preparations accelerate to bomb Iran's nuclear sites. Also, Israel Hayom reports earlier today that Islamic Jihad criticized the ongoing escalation in Gaza, despite transitional announcements. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports tanker incidents off Oman, with Kuwait intercepting Iranian drones earlier today. Separately, I-24 News reports from earlier that Trump announced a peace agreement for the disarmament of Hamas, overcoming Iranian objections. And finally, Iran threatens Israeli gas fields in relation to U.S. bombing plans, according to sources from Ynet. Here's what people are saying online. The Times of Israel posted moments ago that there's no indication Israel will participate in planned U.S. strikes on Iran. Ariel Oseran, a reporter, shared earlier that Iran launched drone attacks on vital facilities in Kuwait, causing material damage. Eitan Fishberger noted earlier that the U.S. DOJ arrested Mohammad Youssef Hasna for supporting Hamas through a charity linked to the UK-based Al-Qaeda Foundation. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Gulf tensions, Ynet reports that with the U.S. possibly leading an attack on Iran's nuclear sites, the region faces increased instability. Conflicting reports about Israeli involvement add complexity. This could raise tensions across the Middle East. Turning to the situation in Gaza, according to Israel Hayom, Islamic Jihad accuses Israel of continuing hostilities despite talks of transition. This follows recent violence, underlining the fragile nature of ceasefires in the region. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights maritime security concerns. Two tanker incidents off Oman, coupled with Kuwait intercepting Iranian drones, suggest rising maritime threats. This increases risks for international shipping and regional security. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News details a reported peace agreement involving Hamas disarmament, backed by the U.S. Iran's unsuccessful attempt to block the deal underscores international diplomatic dynamics. This could shift power balances in the region. Finally, Ynet's report on Iran's threats to Israeli gas fields ties back to U.S. military strategies. Any escalation could impact Israel's energy security and regional alliances. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Israel's exclusion from Saudi Vision 2030 plans marks a significant missed opportunity as Saudi Arabia invests heavily in AI and cyber. Separately, CTEC notes that Israel's missile makers, like Tomer, face delays in IPO plans due to regulatory and election uncertainties, affecting defense sector growth. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights new neighborhoods in Beersheba, attracting interest and subsidies, which could stimulate local housing markets. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m., for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.